I'm horny, you're horny. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? Yeah. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, no, that's very good. You know what's not good? Is Paula Deen.
We get some tickle sometimes at each other that I literally just wet my pants.
Wow. Baby.
Just wet her pants. You're a goddamn genius.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Here we go.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Time for the news hour with Buzz Girdley.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Yes, he is. But Feist. Find those touch tones, please, Rob. And let's give away some cash.
All right.
Everyone likes money. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
My name's Lee.
Lee, where are you from?
I'm calling from beautiful downtown Portland, Maine.
Enjoy $100, my friend. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Lee.
Thanks for listening to that last crap segment we had.
Hey, we did everything with that segment we could.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling in for one of the 10 callers.
You are one of them, and what's your name?
My name is Rich from Sacramento.
From Sacramento. 100 bucks, Rich.
100 Buddha Christ dollars for you.
I will spend it like a Christ.
Thank you for not changing the station. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hello.
You're
on the
air. Am I the big leader?
Yes. One of them, what's your name?
Rob.
Where are you from, Rob?
Spokane.
$100 for you. Thanks for listening to that junk with the Chinese guy.
Hey, it was very entertaining.
Yeah, all right, be loud and spend it.
Pretty awful. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Todd.
Where are you from, my friend?
Sacramento.
Are you okay, sir?
I'm fine.
This $100 will go a long way towards your voice box. Would you like to play a game?
Hi there. How are you? $100 for you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our awful show. Just the last segment.
Yes, it's been a very, very good show. It was Yi Chen Buddha Christ.
He just can't trust those people.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi, who is this?
This is Brad from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Brad, enjoy your $100, and thanks for suffering through that last segment with us.
Albuquerque.
Thank you.
So there's some money that actually did go to Albuquerque today. It's a good thing.
Anybody been counting how many of these we've been away?
I have not been counting. No. Do we know?
Once you get them all on hold.
Yes, Lou. Well, I don't know what's on hold and what's not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, am I one of the lucky callers?
Yes, you are. Yes, what's your name, my friend?
My name is Dan.
Where are you calling from, Dan?
Spokane, Washington.
Beautiful. Thanks for listening to that last bad segment.
Buy a lot of internet time with that, Dan.
Hold on a second. Three more to go.
Four more.
So much money. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Jason Horsch.
Where are you from, Jason?
Wichita, Kansas.
Beautiful.
I love it. We're sending this money all over the country.
Spreading it around.
Get your $100. Thanks very much for listening to the Chinaman.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, fam.
Yi Chen Buddha Christ.
Three more winners. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, all right. How's it going?
100 Rick D's hot cash dollars for you.
Woo!
All right. Thank you.
If you had $100, could you?
Would you? Nibble-rific. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Where are you calling from?
Rochester, New York.
Grabchester checking in.
All right.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
This is Beth from Wichita.
Oh, no.
Is this Gladys Kravitz?
I'll give it away, I promise. I won't keep a penny of it.
You know what, Gladys?
Technically, we have to
win.
Give it to her.
Yeah.
Technically, you win the money, Gladys. You get to keep it.
And I'll give every penny away, I promise.
Why don't you just buy me that gift that Mike destroyed?
Well, screw that. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Gladys, listen up. Listen up. Hold on.
Oh, you bastard, Mike. He still is breaking that.
Hey, Gladys, keep the money. It's the holidays.
Hold on, Gladys.
It's a
Buy yourself some Vagisil. Is that it? I think
that's all 10. Keep the money, you old cow.
There you go. 10 winners, $100 each.
I like doing that. That was fun.
Yeah.
And good. It made up totally for each end Buddha Christ.
Tomorrow, we'll play a game and we'll give away another $1,000.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
Are you listening, Christy?
Now, news, comments. Here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
The state of TV has gotten so bad, the Television Critics Association is canceling its annual January meeting. And normally, network executives flock to this convention to promote their upcoming shows to the hundreds of TV reporters and critics from the U.S. and Canada who usually attend.
Well, who is that chick from the Post going to write to then in her very nose-in-the-air, royal English wee type? She writes better than
everybody
else.
I think it's without question the worst man-about-town column in the United States. It is so elitist. It's beyond elitist.
Lisa DeMornay. Is that the chick's name?
Lisa DeMornay writes the TV column.
Yeah, I'm talking about Roxanne and what's her name.
That's the reliable source.
I hate that column.
Yeah. The chick that writes the TV column.
Lisa DeMornay is her name, right?
For the Washington Post,
mm-hmm.
I believe, is based in Los Angeles, and she loves writing stuff like, Dear Diary, this is the story of the reporters who cover TV and the executives who lie to us as we sit and eat their food.
Just being totally cynical throughout. And she's that way all the time.
Yeah.
Snarky. But this year,
right.
That
bitch!
Yeah.
Right.
But this year, broadcasters.
And I bet she's got the stinky pinky, too.
Yeah, and she's chewing on it.
I agree.
You.
This year, the broadcasters and cable execs have been unwilling to commit to the Critics' Convention because of budget cutbacks and the uncertainty caused by the writer's strike. The meetings usually happen twice a year in January and July. They will try again next summer.
You know, what's a critics' convention like? Like you come out at dinner and somebody says, that was a really good steak.
No, it wasn't.
And the person says, yeah, right.
You know, last night I happened to be up late enough, in case you're wondering who watches the end of the Falcons and whatever game that was.
You don't even remember the game. That's how good it was.
You know what it was last night? Last night was a rerun game.
Yeah, were you watching the NFL Network?
Yeah.
Wow. And you watched the game in its entirety?
Yeah, they reran.
You are a fan. Wow.
Maybe it was the Cowboys game. Well, it's pretty good. They chop it up into 90 minutes.
Okay, so you're absolutely, and you don't get any of the extraneous crap.
None of the crap. Right. It's just all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now I totally have a brain fart about what we were talking about.
You were staying up watching something very late.
Thank you. And watching this game last night, turned it off, turned on the Letterman show for a moment.
Uh-huh.
They're done running current reruns.
Right.
They reran a show from 1996.
Now, see, that would interest me if they're going back that far.
And it did. I watched it for a second. But Letterman, I've grown used to the creepy way he looks now.
Yeah, think the hair.
Like, yeah, think back like this was 1996, 11 years ago.
He was still a little bit coiffed at that point.
He was starting to lose it. And it was really one of those episodes that must have selected it because he was so out of his gourd with non sequiturs left and right. And
a lot of drumming, a lot of angry drumming.
You know how when Letterman gets a catchphrase and it's like, and he said it was my eye. And like he'll just be talking about, on the show tonight we'll have Charlie Rose, Janet Jackson, and he said it was my eye.
Like a monkey on a rock.
Like the audience doesn't really know whether to laugh or not.
Right, because he's frightening, actually.
The point is, pretty interesting.
That's good to go back, and I wish they'd go back even further. I think that would get more viewership if they made it almost like a time capsule.
Agreed.
Letterman's reruns are beating Leno's, although late-night viewership's down overall, and although Letterman's lost about $5 million, personally lost about $5 million in wages so far, people have been switching from NBC to CBS to see the shows they missed the first time. Letterman's audience is down 21% right now. Leno's audience is down 40%.
You know, one of the things about this writer's strike that I'm realizing now, this is tremendously cumulative, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is going to be, it's already, they've screwed things for a very long period of time.
Through the summer, for sure.
Without rebounding, mm-hmm. And it's going to suck.
Who's the boss is taped before a live studio audience?
There it is. I want to see him go back to that era, too.
Yeah.
Danza. The young Danza.
And yeah, I have to say that I'm guilty of this NFL Network thing where they cut the games down to 90 minutes and they run them in high def. And they leave out all the garbage. And sometimes if you're watching this game, it'll say 3rd and 1, we cut out two plays where they ran for 0 yards.
Oh, that's great, too, that they edited that much.
Yeah, and plus I was watching that channel last night. I know it's not a huge story, but what a Nimrod that guy for the Atlanta Falcons is.
The coach, owner?
The coach.
All right.
The guy that quit last night. Mm-hmm. So they got the game on Monday night, and during the game, Arthur Blank is saying this guy gets a free pass for the whole year.
Right.
The coach, because of everything that's happened. Mm-hmm. The next day, Tuesday, yesterday, the coach goes in, quits, doesn't say anything to the team,
mm-hmm.
gets on an airplane, and goes to Alabama or whatever school it is that he's been hired at.
Right.
And he walked out on the team.
Just gone. Yeah, he quit. I mean, like that, like they haven't had a tough, those players especially, the non-Michael Vick players that have suffered because of this whole season
here's the crap. Here's the guy, Bobby Petrino.
Right. Today was a day of decisions. It was difficult on one side and very easy on the other. And it was very difficult to leave Atlanta and what we had started there. It was difficult to leave the staff, the players, and the fans.
No, it wasn't, because you didn't even...
So he didn't even have a team meeting and speak to any of the players?
No, he had a meeting with his assistants, and then he got in his car, and he went to the airport.
Wow. So he leaves it for the assistants to tell the players?
Yeah.
That's no class. No.
The timing of it was probably the thing that made it the most difficult.
Gee, do you think so? 4 games left in the NFL season?
That's ridiculous.
Certainly would have liked to stay and finish the season and have that all work out.
Oh, you liar.
But circumstances presented that this is what we had to do today, and I couldn't be
Queen's
more
third
happy.
Person. That's what we had to do.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the last part of it, Mike. About here we go.
This is what we had to do today, and I couldn't be more happy about it.
Glad to hear that.
Wow.
Glad to hear that.
He's happy. He's a bit of a stain for doing it that way.
Not that we should shed any crocodile tears for any of these pampered athletes, but seriously, these guys on the Falcons team. These poor guys. They've been
how abandoned do they feel right now? Their quarterback is gone, and now their head coach is gone.
And then he just friggin' walks out. Mm-hmm. At least if you're going to do that, you know the guy for Miami last year, Lou Saban,
mm-hmm.
he quit to go back to college. He lied about it during the season and said, I'm not going anywhere. Right. And then at the end, he quit.
Right.
And now everybody crucified the guy for that.
And what do you leave early for? You going to get a jump on recruiting? Is that what he's doing? I mean, what's the reason to leave? You don't have a football season that you have to really think about at this point.
Yes, because you're a giant pussy and you can't handle the fact that the Atlanta Falcons are like 3-10.
You said he's going to Alabama? Is he going to Auburn or Alabama?
A worse school than that.
A lot of money, though, right?
Arkansas?
And so he's going and he's going to – it doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I don't understand leaving to go backwards in your career in the middle of the season. That doesn't – it doesn't happen very often.
You know, there's 3 games left, dude.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, just hang in there for 3 weeks.
Check it out.
Anyway, it sounds personal. Did you get that in between the lines? Something happened to the guy. I got the impression that there's something behind the scenes, either with ownership or perhaps with the team itself, that he's got some personality conflicts that are involved in this decision. It sounds that way to me.
I was watching those NFL shows last night, and they were saying that everybody noticed on Monday, which was a normal – they played on Monday Night Football.
Right.
So they have meetings and stuff. They started to notice as a team that the coach – wasn't at any of the meetings before their game on Monday night.
Wow.
That was a clue.
That's evil.
That was a big clue for you.
You know, I know we have the website and all, but imagine if Joe did that. You know what happened to this town if he just walked out?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy the rest of my NASCAR year.
Gibbs.
So long.
Gibbs.
More big effects of the TV strike when we continue.
All right, got you. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Curly. What's happening?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Nice to see you not with a suit and tie on today, Buzz.
A little more comfortable today, I think.
Yay! There you go. Wearing your hemp clothes. What's happening?
That's right. Well, things have gotten so bad in this writer's strike for NBC that NBC has started refunding money, cash, to its advertisers.
Well, that's not good.
No, it isn't. The fourth-ranked networks reportedly started reimbursing advertisers an average $500,000 each.
Talk about my mama.
For not delivering the number of viewers NBC had promised.
Well, that's not good.
It has been years since a network has done this. Normally, the network offers make goods, additional free ads to make up for the shortfall in audience, but NBC has no available ad space, so it can only refund cash.
Hi.
Things are not a lot better at the other three networks. They've been handing out make goods. They blame, all the networks blame changes in the rating system for this. And although things were headed this way before the writer's strike, the strike is only making things worse.
What are the changes in the rating systems that the networks are talking about?
I don't know, but they obviously they're saying that the new ratings are not reflecting the amount of audience they feel they really have. I don't know what the technical changes are in the way the ratings are taken by Neil.
Very interesting.
I'll look into that, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
The legendary rock band Led Zeppelin performed Monday night in London for the
first time in 19 years. I would love to go to that show.
Yeah, me too. The songs remain the same, but a lot has changed. No longer does the band employ the Coke lady who kept them fueled with cocaine on their U.S. tour 34 years ago. Quoting a backstage helper from last night, they ask for caffeine-free herbal tea and sparkling water.
Oh.
No more vodka for breakfast or champagne for
supper. We're the Led Zeppelin, and we have reunited and stuff.
Medley.
Led Zeppelin, and we're playing our instruments. We have reunited. It is lots of fun for everyone. We're Led Zeppelin, yeah. Ba-ba-da, we're reunited again. And we have reunited, and everybody's happy. We are Led Zeppelin, yeah.
But there is a bit of Armageddon to this, and it's that I saw a picture somewhere of Robert Plant.
Uh-huh.
Was it with Carrie Underwood?
No, Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that's it.
He's got an album with Alison Krauss.
What the frig's going on there?
I know, it's surreal. What? I haven't heard it yet.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I bet I've heard good reviews of it.
He's still the winner, though. If you can get a full-on face shot of the way Jimmy Page looks, oh, my God.
You know, and it sounds to me they've made noise about, hey, you know, this went over so well, you think you'll tour again. And you can read between the lines with band guys that really just hate each other. Later, or they've got all the money in the world, they don't want to do it. I don't think they're going to do it.
They're there with Black Dog.
Before...
Still got it. I'm the child, baby.
Yeah. I don't know how Robert Plant does that. What's he, 80? Damn it.
I hate that. I blame
when they work the crowd like that.
You know who I blame for that? Who? Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen is the first MF-er that I ever saw at a concert go, you know the words.
Right, you sing it.
And he just stood there and let everyone else sing.
Are they at least going to get a live album out of this? I mean, was somebody have the presence of mind to record this thing?
And a DVD as well.
I'm sure.
There was not one single bad review. The only thing close to a slam is that they said that they played Stairway to Heaven in the middle of the show, and it got kind of lost in it. It should have been saved for an encore.
See, I think that's a great idea to put that in the middle of the show. And that's Bonham's kid, right? That's playing drums for him.
You know, they're good in a way that the Stones aren't good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Stones are old guys. Aerosmith are old guys. Zeppelin's old guys, but somehow they're cooler, aren't they?
Yeah. A little bit cooler. Haven't been in the spotlight. And
They're cooler because for 30 years they haven't done anything, and then they can step up and still sound this good.
Well, Zeppelin's just a better band than either the Stones or Aerosmith. I mean, anybody knows that.
You listening, Joe?
Robert Plant and Jimmy Page were working out and hitting the tanning beds before the show this week.
That's funny.
Again, you know, wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Wrong for Robert Plant to be in a tanning bed.
If you're going to do it, like, go out to some British mansion somewhere and hide the tanning bed where nobody can see it.
And when did Robert Plant's hair look like Michael Bolton's?
I think that was in the 80s. He made that transition in the 80s.
I know that now Michael Bolton has the short haircut. He's got Nicole Sheridan and everything. But if you look back when he was popular, it's that same Krusty the Clown kind of look, right?
And craggy. And there's something about some of these guys. It's Mac Davis disease. They get the craggy. They get the turbo craggy
living
face.
Living hard.
Yeah. Years of clean living, Mike.
Well, at the concert, a good time was had by all, as Rob said. The great reviews all the way around. 20,000 people in the stadium, including the concert goer who paid $170,000 to be there.
There were the purists, but it also was, you know, like so many things are nowadays, the place to be. It was the thing to attend. And a lot of people that don't give a rat's ass about Led Zeppelin were there. Just they had money, and that's why they were there.
When you spend $170,000 for a ticket, I'd say so. It's hard to imagine anything slowing down the porn industry at this point, but Porn producers say the internet is killing them.
Oh, the writer's strike, too.
I'm sure. The root of all evil. The internet's killing them by giving away what they're trying to sell. This week, the major adult DVD producer Vivid Video filed a lawsuit against an X-rated website called PornTube.
Weren't we friends with Vivid Video at one point?
We have been friends with all of them. Vivid, Wicked, all the big ones.
We had a pretty good relationship with Vivid. They were the one that hooked us up with the porn star to talk to Beth Ann.
Oh, that's right.
But Vivid, their president left, so I don't know who's at Vivid
anymore.
What's
Mary Carey's company?
That still is Vivid.
And is she Vivid? Is she a Vivid contract girl?
Yes, she is.
What's the slogan again? It's
no fake breasts.
That's not Vivid. No. That is not Vivid.
But
that's right. Kick-Ass Video. That's
oh, right. You're right. Kick-Ass right. is
What's
her.
Their slogan?
No fake breasts, no condoms, all naked sex, and total viewing satisfaction.
That's right.
Their spokesperson is called Ron Jeremy.
I think Mary Carey is Kick-Ass.
Yeah, right. You know, I misspoke.
She ain't a Vivid girl.
No, Vivid is the top drawer.
Pretty classic.
Perhaps I was hoping.
Well, it's virtually the same battle the TV networks fought with YouTube. The issue was copyright infringement. PornoTube is being sued for letting its users upload copyrighted videos. The problem is, to quote one article, consumers of adult fare often get what they're looking for in clips of 5 minutes or less.
All day!
Does this sound silly? I wish there was less porn on the internet for one reason.
Why?
To make it more special.
I can't seem to find it anywhere.
If you didn't look at it that often, it would be more special.
Oh, come on.
You know what?
You can't avoid it. You literally can't avoid the porn on the internet.
I look at it like everyone does. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you all the deviant things that I have done. I don't mind telling you, I have never, ever sat down in front of my computer and said, this is so hot that Mr. Happy's got to come out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
never.
Have.
Yeah.
I have.
Never.
Yeah.
There have been times when it's that hot.
Yeah, many times. You see something that's really good, if it's like a 6-7 minute segment, it'll work.
I don't know.
If you get the right, you know, the right kind of monitor, it's perfect.
Just something creepy about that.
But it didn't work with me the other day when I was looking at the guy with 2 D's.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's on a lot of different sites. You guys didn't see it?
No.
Send me the link.
He had 2.
I saw it. And I'll tell you, you know who I got it from? My son.
You saw it.
He sent me the link 2 days
ago. Surreal. And both at attention.
Wow.
Yeah.
And both being worked on.
It was a thing where
real?
I first.
Real? You think real? Wow.
Oh, you bet real.
Yes, because when you look at it, you go, this is not CGI.
Right.
This is
a
guy
real thing.
With two things, and they're both being helped out.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it's amazing. Truly amazing.
I must look for this.
With free clips on the internet, consumers are saying, why buy the boob videos if you can get the milk for free? And to give you an idea how YouTube has changed our lives, in Elmwood Park, New Jersey, a Dunkin' Donuts employee says he decided to fight an unarmed thief so that he'd look good when the security video turned up on YouTube. When a guy reached into the register's cash drawer, the employee grabbed the guy's wrists and started hitting him in the head over and over with the metal cup in which customers leave their tips.
Right.
I don't know how good the guy will look. The thief still got away with nearly $300, but the employee is determined to be famous, so he says he'll put the video on YouTube himself if he has to. There's no guarantee he'll become famous even if his name is Dustin Hoffman. And we can't pass up a story about Paula Deen and pork, the butter queen of the Food Network.
We get so tickled sometimes at each other that I literally just wet my pants.
She's also, the chubby face of Smithfield Foods. Smithfield out of Virginia specializes in ham and other pork products. For more than a decade, Smithfield has successfully fought to keep out a food workers union. And now Paula's being dogged at every book signing, even at her home now, for backing a union buster.
Well, is this why they were protesting when Janet and my sister-in-law Judy went to see Paula
right.
Deen?
That's why. Union wants to meet with Paula to tell her about the evils of Smithfield ham. Paula, who now makes $4 million a year, including her endorsement money from Smithfield, says she is no expert on the subject of unions.
Mm-hmm. There she is. She's playing a tune.
Hi, this is.
How'd he get in there?
Robert the Mailman.
Oh, wow. He's always in the S, Mike.
Humans are evolving faster than ever. That's our story when we continue.
Hey, that's right. That guy had 2 D's.
Really?
See?
Really?
Joe Ottinger.
Oh, I guess not.
Could be wrong.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the 9-11 of fun, the Don and Mike Show.
This segment of the show with Lasting's Buzz, brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers, EdithItemans.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from EdithItemans.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
What's his first name again?
Lasting.
What's happening, Buzz?
Hi.
Lasting's Burbank.
What?
No, don't worry about it.
We'll explain it to you later.
All right.
It really has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Or does it?
No, stop it, Rob.
A noted anthropologist says humans are evolving faster than ever. John Hawks of the University of Wisconsin at Madison says, in fact, evolution is now moving at a near breakneck speed.
I couldn't agree more. During this show today, both of my pinky toes fell off.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
See? The anthropologist breaks it down this way. We, he says, are much more different than our ancestors of 5,000 years ago.
I have nipples, Buzz. Can you milk me?
Than they were from the people 25,000 years before them.
Both Don and I, we don't brag about it very often, but we and we do this occasion when we get together down in Ocean City. We both can bear children.
Wow.
People don't realize that about us.
I didn't even tell you this. You know what happened in the back room today?
What's that?
Joe's tail fell off. He no longer has a tail.
That's great. Happen eventually. Mostly, he says, this is because of the invention of agriculture and the building of resistance to disease. Hawk says these more recent changes include Africans becoming more resistant to malaria, Europeans developing a gene that helps them digest milk better.
Really?
And Asians developing an earwax that is drier than it used to be.
Why didn't somebody sell that to Jesus Christ?
I Chen Buddha Christ.
Chinese food when he was on the show today, for goodness sakes.
And yet, despite people from different regions developing different traits, every human has about 99% of the same DNA as every other human. And DNA is also the basis of a new dating service. A company in Florida claims it's found the first truly scientific way of finding true love. ScientificMatch.com says it's all about the body odor. The science here is that...
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Pheromones produced by the body...
All right, this is Robert, the mailman.
...play a role in sexual attraction.
You know, we have a big picture, a full-size, life-size picture of Robert in our studio where he's on his jet ski wearing his
beautiful.
Wearing his big Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
Hat.
Fantastic hat.
In brown water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, scientists also believe that we can be attracted to specific people because of their specific scent.
This is Robert the Mailman.
They say that's for genetic reasons, to help us all produce the best possible children.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
He's going to be coming down here.
Yeah, he will.
Mm-hmm. Our use of scented soaps and antiperspirants has put a damper on this scent. The dating service was launched yesterday in Boston, offering to analyze your DNA to help you find the perfect mate for $2,000. They also run background checks just to be on the safe side.
Well, I mean, dogs know this. That's why they sniff each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. You know, I mean, dogs do it on a regular basis.
Right.
But then again, dogs, don't they do anything that walks?
Dogs also eat each other's poop.
This is true. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that, no matter how hot the date is.
That's right.
I agree.
That's evolving in the wrong direction.
Well, you know, you never say never.
You meet the right bitch.
That's right.
And I do mean it like that.
Amen.
Little doggy joke there. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Finally, sure, farts are funny until three people get...
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Funny until three people get shot because of them. 32-year-old Bill Hover of Mansfield, PA was in a liquor store and made a little music. Three people in the store laughed and started mocking him for it. But Bill didn't like that, so he went to his car and got his semi-automatic rifle and started shooting.
Jesus.
I know.
Fortunately.
NRA all the way.
Wow.
Fortunately, like the gas, the bullets were not silent or deadly. I'm Buzz Burbank.
That's
on the Don and Mike show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That's a field goal. That's a feel good.
Yeah.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Everybody will give away at least $1,000 tomorrow. I'll play it again.
Oh, boy.
JB's coming on the show tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
All right, David. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob Greaseman.
I just wanted to say hi to Pearson.
Hey, Chuckles.
All right, good night, Douglas Trax.
Thinking about you.
God.
This is the Don and Mike Show.